Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Good evening, San Antonio and all of South Texas. How is everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. We appreciate you tuning in. My name is Arnie, and I'm sitting in studio with host of Learn to Buy and Sell Cars, Randy Adams. Randy, good evening. How are you, sir?
Good evening. Thank you, San Antonio, for tuning in. We love you. I love getting this opportunity to teach you how to buy and sell cars.com. We love to educate you any way we can. We're getting tremendous response. I thank you, each and every person, for the emails, the calls, and you're not going to believe how many car dealers even like my show. Every time I go to an auction, I have lots of car dealers come up to tell me how great they like my show. They just love it, and they all say, hey, you're doing the right thing. Don't let people go to title loans and sell their car to you, not to take it and borrow money against it, because if you borrow $5,000, you owe $900 in 30 days and $900 for the next 30 months, which is $30,000 for a $5,000 loan. Come see me. I'm going to buy your car and make you a bona fide offer. You can take the money, go tend to your business, and that way you won't lose two or three payments and your car. So be sure and check with me.
Randy, you give out your phone number where folks can contact you.
It's 830-625-7159, and I promise I'll call you within a day or two if I'm too busy. I'm going to try to do it as soon as you call me. But I'd love to talk to you, help to you anyway. I had a lady call me the other day trying to find the right car for her fit. We talked about two or three options that she liked, and I think she's about to make a choice, and I'm glad to be able to help her any way that I can. And I talked to a lady today. She hates dealing with dealers. She hates buying a new car. And her daughter needs a new car to go to college. So she wanted me to talk to a dealership about buying the right car for the right daughter, and I'm glad to help her in that situation. I've got a lot of dealers all over town that I've dealt with over the years, and I know the good ones, the bad ones, and the ugly ones. I'm telling you, I know some ones that will rip your head off and smile at you the whole time.
Well, and there's so many facets to that, to this program. Again, you're listening to Learn and Buy and Sell Cars here with host Randy Adams. Again, my name's Arnie, and this is KTSA News Talk Radio. Again, we thank you for tuning in. And the bottom line, if you, this show, and you know, we've got new folks tuning in every week, Randy. If you were to give a short version of what this show is about for those folks who are just tuning in right now, may have turned on their radio. What is this show in brief about, and what is your purpose behind doing this show?
The vision I have is to teach everybody to be prepared, not to have any fear, but to go in and get your best deal. Shop on the internet, shop what you're going to buy, make up your mind what you're going to buy. We want to prepare you in all ways that you're able to buy the vehicle that you can afford. There's two kinds of cars, you know, afford and can't afford. And we want to put you in the right car. We want you in the right frame of mind. If you're not getting treated right, if you feel uncomfortable, get up and walk, because there's plenty of cars, plenty of dealers, plenty of opportunities. You're a valuable customer, each and every one of them. So we want to teach you exactly how to be prepared, what to take, pen and paper, and also write down everything they say. Take a calculator, count up your payments, go to a financial institution to find out exactly what your interest rate's going to be, and weigh up your options. If they'll get you a good interest rate and it's a little bit more and you want to leave your option open with your other financial institution, go with them. But if they're trying to get 2 to 10% extra money, that's free money to them that costs you out of your pocket. We don't want to see that happen at any time. So we want to have a website. We want to have this show. I teach at schools. I teach at churches. I help single moms. We want everybody to know exactly how to buy a car or how to get their car ready to sell, and also what the market is on your car, because you need to know. Every expert that tells you, they know, they can tell you how to buy a car. The first thing they want you to do is find the value of your trade if you're trading, and we'll give you that value. If you sell it to us, fine. If you don't sell it to us, that's fine too. You can sell it to a friend, neighbor, relative, and you know, you're going to have to live with them after that, just in case it breaks down. And what man makes breaks. I guarantee you, because I've had them all. I don't care if you got a Rolls Royce. I got called on a 2014 Aston Martin. The guy's wanting to trade it. He gave $312,000 for the car, and I can buy the car for $195,000. And this guy's put 1,800 miles on. What kind of hit, what kind of bad decision did he make? And I mean, I may end up with a car because I've got three or four options to sell that car. There's people that want that great buying that car. I don't think no car is worth $200,000 in my opinion, unless it's a GT40 Ford. But, you know, we're going to see about buying a car and selling the car and making money. But we want to teach you the same way. Look, keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. Don't be closed-minded. And keep every option open that you can buy, because it's just transportation. I own a lot of cars, and I drive a 2001 Jeep Cherokee because it's got a tow bar on the front. It saves me money. It saves me gas. I can pull it back. It saves me a driver. I just want the opportunity to get around comfortably and safely, and that's what you should look at every time.
So again, if you're just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. Basically what this is, Randy, it's free qualified advice. So folks, this isn't a buying service. This is not something where you call Randy and he's going to charge you to give you advice on your car, or, you know, what it's worth, or where, you know, good and bad dealers. This is good qualified. How long you been in the industry, Randy? 40
years? Actually, I started. I'm 65, and I started when I was 14. So I've been buying and selling. I've never had a job. I've always bought and sold automobiles. I've had 11 other different businesses with it, but I've always bought and sold. And this business has changed tremendously. Years ago, we didn't have the computer. Years ago, we didn't have a cell phone. So this market has changed completely, and it continues to change. We used to see the change on the car market once a year, but it's subject to change every 30 days. Look what gas prices have gone. They've gone down. Now we're back selling trucks and big units. Little cars are a little tougher to sell. So the market changed constantly. Well, you've got a computer now. You can search the world, 300-mile radius in a matter of minutes. You can find out exactly. You can get on the Internet, find out what car you want to buy, what fits your situation, what's a good car, what's a bad car. I live by the situation because I see cars with 100,000 to 200,000 miles. And if there's still a good car at 150,000 miles, I know those cars will last. But there's some cars that are throwaway cars. They'll last barely to be hit 100,000 miles and they fall apart. Well, if you want a throwaway car, that's what you need to buy, and they need to be cheap. Don't let nobody rip your head off on it. We want you to make a fair value on that car. And if you're buying something and you've got a question on it, you can go to our website, learn to buy and sell cars.com, put the information in there, and we'll tell you what wholesale value on it's worth. Of course, the man needs to make some money. Don't cut him short there, but I mean, if he's in the money and you like the car, go ahead and buy the car. We don't stop you from buying it. We just want to give you the opportunity to make the right choices.
How cool is that, folks, to get an educated, qualified input on a car buying situation or selling situation that you may be in? Okay, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's mom. Maybe it's grandpa. Maybe it's your son who wants $1 million car and you can only afford a $500 car. What car is it? Maybe it's grandma. Maybe she's got a low mileage Buick sitting out back. Should we keep it? Irrelevant of what the question, what the concern, you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. You can also call Randy at 1-800-625-7159. Again, something else that makes this show extremely unique is this, and Randy, you can expand on this. We are not here trying to sell you anything.
No, we're not trying to sell you anything, but we want to tell you what the market is on the car. We want you to know exactly what it's worth, because we don't want you to go in. There's a lot of places around town that'll say, oh, we want to buy your car, we want to buy your car. But when I go in competition with them, I beat them 9 out of 10 times. Right now, True Car is doing a great job with USAA, and we're winning the bid 70% of the time. That's because we want your car, we know what to do with it. We sell cars all over the United States. I'm one of the top sellers in the country on OVE, which is a dealer-to-dealer option. We just sent a van to Minnesota, just sent some trucks, even to New York. I sent a regular cab truck to New York City. That was unbelievable to me. I can't believe they come down here and buy a regular cab two-wheel drive. And also, I just went and bid in South Texas 34 oil field company trucks, all 34 of them. When I left there, the lady thought that I was going to get the majority of them, if not all of them. So we'll put a figure on 34, 35 units. I bought as many as 100 units at a time. And so any company that's got a car for sale, any hotel's got a van they need to get rid of or they need to buy one, contact us at 830-625-7159. But we'll make an offer on anything you had, running, not running. In fact, I just had a guy call me yesterday on a 1930 Ford coupe. And he wants it out of his garage. It's downtown San Antonio, and he wants me to make an offer on it. He sent me pictures, but I really need to go look at it, feel it, touch it, because it's a 30 model Ford, and it can have all kinds of issues hiding out. You never know what kind of demons are in one of those. So, I mean, we'll make an offer on any and everything that you've got. Sometimes we have to send a wrecker after them, but sometimes we're not. Just bid on a 13 Lexus that's wrecked, hitting the front end, that the man does not want to wait on it getting fixed. He don't want to take a chance of them doing a bad job. He wants a new car. He don't want to have to fool with the Carfax later on when he gets ready to trade for it. So he's going to buy a new car and trade the wrecked one in, and I'll end up with a wrecked Lexus that I'll send to one of the body shops I sell to all around the United States.
So what you're saying, Randy, is it doesn't matter if that car is kind of like it says in the introduction to your show, good, bad, ugly. Randy is out in the marketplace here in San Antonio and all of South Texas looking at fleets, looking at single cars. You're looking at hot rods. You're looking at, I mean, every style and kind and year model that's out there, you're in the market for.
Well, I mean, a man called me on a 2014 Aston Martin with 1,800 miles. The brand new was $353,000. You know, I mean, this man's in Lubbock, Texas, calls me about it. So I've got contacts in Dallas, Lubbock, all over the country. We send cars, a lot of stuff to Oklahoma and Ohio for some reason, the two O's. But no, we'll buy any and everything. It doesn't matter. We stay on the market all the way across the board. We have new car dealers call me constantly on stuff that they don't know what's worth. And I feel sorry for these new car dealers. Yes, y'all take your car in there, but I mean, they're tied to a desk. They don't get out and see the real market. This market changes every week. We had a jump in the market. I was talking about how the market's been slowing down. Well, it jumped up this week about 500. Well, a lot of new car dealers don't know that. They're not prepared for that.
And what makes the market jump up like that? Why is there such a fluctuation in the market? For the folks out there just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with host Randy Adams. We're talking currently about the market in the buying and selling market of cars. And not a lot of us out there, not in the car industry, understand what makes that market fluctuate. So when you say the market changes and not everybody knows it, what makes that fluctuate and why?
Well, supply and demand. We must have had a good retail week and or a couple of weeks, and the dealers got a little short of cars, even though they're full. I mean, you look around. What we have a problem in on the market right now, I've had bankers call me lately asking, what's going on with the market? The market is there's not enough good cars. We have a lot of high-mileage, edgy, rough cars. And good cars are bringing good money. And so that's the key. And so everybody's looking, all the dealers are looking for the bargains, but they're looking for the good cars. I talked the last couple of weeks about the real market change right now is 120,000 miles. Anything under it is still sellable. Anything past that gets really tough. Even the diesels that have been selling up to 200,000 miles, that 120 to 200,000 miles has slowed down the last couple of weeks. But people are out buying. And we're forced to buy. I mean, people are putting more miles on cars. They last longer, yes, but people still need transportation. They still need to buy. So this is an opportunity. They haven't jumped up yet. But when those income tax checks hit January 15th, we don't know exactly what's going to happen to the market, but we think it's going to jump up for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then it's going to fall back down on its face like it did last year.
So when you say that, that's not specifically the greatest time to buy just after getting your check back. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Save your money. Get by as best you can. If I was in that situation, I would wait and try to buy a car in March or April because the guys are going to hold up the prices on the cars from January 15th to to February 15th, maybe March 1st. Well, the cars jump up because they think they're going to be selling a bunch. There's some great activity because of the income tax checks. But if you've got your income tax check, don't get in a hurry to get it back. Don't pay those big fees. Hold on to your money and make a wise decision and buy the car in March or April.
If you're just tuning in, again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio with our host, Randy Adams. My name's Arnie. He's filling in as a co-host today. Have a question for Randy? There's a couple ways you can get a hold of Randy. You can listen Sunday night at 6:30 and call in live with your question here on KTSA. You can also get a hold of Randy at 1-830-625-7159. Or very easy, you can go to his simple-to-use website, that's learntobuyandsellcars.com. On that website, you can go on there and ask a question. If you don't like calling to the radio program, you can leave Randy an email. You can send him a picture of the car you have sitting out back. And you can also call Randy personally. Randy, with it being this time of the year, getting close to the end, a lot of folks are probably pretty curious if now is a good time, maybe with the thought process of, hey, it's the end of the year. Those dealers got to move those cars. Maybe now is the time to go buy that car. Is that necessarily the case?
Well, when it's slow, especially, it's time to buy. But dealers, their overhead clicks off every month. And a lot of big dealerships are $1 million to $2 million a month. They got to make that money. So they need every deal they can. But here's the key. Like we talked about the last couple of months, the market dropped 2,000 in October. Those dealers who've owned those cars for a long time, they need to move them. And, but the problem is they own them 2,000 higher than the market. So you need to know what the market is before you go to buy and check around, check, just search everywhere. Check all the dealers, check the websites, check a lot of people like Kelley Blue Book. I don't use Kelley Blue Book. I use the market, but NADA book. There's a lot of opportunities out there. True Car's doing a good job, letting people know what cars are worth. So make that wise decision. Don't throw that money away on making a poor decision and paying too much for a car. And don't get too excited about a car because it's just transportation. And you know what? 60 days from here, you may not like that car. You think you're in love with that car when you first buy it. Oh, man, the excitement, adrenaline flows. But I tell you what, after it gets dirty and you got to start cleaning it and changing it and it got to replace parts and do things, you fall out of love with one real quick.
Yeah, boy, that's funny, Randy, you say that because your co-host here has got a quick story. I almost made what you talk about all the time. Don't make impulse decisions. Impulse buying decisions. Well, I'm hot and heavy on a Chevy Camaro, and I talked to a dealer that I bought a lot of cars from and called him about a Camaro. And, of course he had one, right? And, of course, he had one that was almost just what I was looking for. And because I was so excited about – I was looking for a Chevy Camaro. I really wanted the V8. He only had a V6 on his lot, but it had a RS package. So, you know, he kind of made it look like what I was looking for, and he'd get me a great buy on it. And after talking about it further with my wife, she says, is that what you really want? I was like, what do you mean? She said, is that what you really, really want? If you're going to spend $30,000 plus, is that the exact car you want? She was right. It wasn't. So I didn't buy it, and I didn't go through. I had all that excitement. I had all that adrenaline running through me thinking, I'm going to pick up this car. I'm pre-qualified. I'm good to go. They told me, Mr. Pionkowski, we'll have your car waiting for you, keys ready. This car is yours, got your name on it. I got it pulled around back. Holy cow, I'm glad I stopped and thought about it for a minute.
Everybody needs that time. I tell you what, my hobby's antique cars, hot rods. I used to build a lot of cars. I buy and sell them still. I love them. But I tell you what I do a lot of times. I'll look at a car real hard, and before I make an offer, I'll walk off from the car, turn around and think about it, walk off and just really concentrate on exactly what I need to do and if I really need the car and what the car will really bring. Because my living's on late model cars. It's not the hot rods, and I enjoy them, and I like driving them, and the thrill is for a good 30 days, and after that, well, I'm ready to sell it, too. I just sold a 56 Ford Ranch Wagon that I thought I had to have, and after a couple of months of it, I thought, you know what? I got an opportunity to get my money back. I think I'll just take that and go on down the road. I didn't make any money, but I enjoyed it, and it was a good car for me for the time. And I got my thrill of it out of the way. But take a look at what you're buying and walk off. There's always an opportunity. They're going to tell you this is the time to buy. It's not the time to buy. If you're buying a late model car, there's plenty of them out there. Drive up and down the highway. You'll see the lots full of them. And the opportunities are going to even get more because rent cars are coming due. They're coming out of the woodwork. We've got off-lease cars coming. And then you've got people that are dumping the cars because they can't afford them. We're seeing a lot of people that are buying stuff that they don't want or they can't afford or doesn't fit their family. Please make the right decision. Take your time. Patience will pay off big time.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA with host Randy Adams. Again, this is KTSA Radio. We're glad you're tuning in. This show is everything about cars, how to buy, how to sell, when to buy, when to sell, what you should look for. Maybe you're in the market. Maybe mom's in the market. Maybe you're looking to get rid of that old junker you got sitting on the back lot. This is exactly who you should call and when you should call. You can call Sundays and talk to Randy live at 6:30 p.m. or you can give him a call during the weekday at 1-800-625-7159 or visit Randy's website at learntobuyandsellcars.com. There you can ask questions. You can take pictures of your vehicles. You can send them. The site is user friendly. It's incredible. Getting back to what we were just talking about, being impulse buying, and now this is the time of year when a lot of people make those impulse decisions.
Well, I saw something in the Bible of the Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. You know, the older I get, the more I want to listen, the more I want to learn. I don't want to make those quick decisions. I want to take my time because we can make that quick decision. It'll cost us a lot of money. I had a good friend of mine not long ago made a quick decision about getting married, and it cost him a lot of money down the road.
He's still paying for it.
And I told him, I said, you need to read Proverbs 1 and 5 and listen to your friends because they all told you not to do it.
Yeah, boy, impulse decisions. I'm curious. I mean, it'd be really cool to see the folks out there who are listening to us. And if you're out there listening, we appreciate each and every one of you. Please do share the show with your friends. For you folks listening, I'm curious how many of you, when we were talking about impulse decisions, about buying your car, started to think about the one in your driveway. I bet there's quite a few folks out there are thinking, man, if I would have, should have, just waited and thought.
Well, how many of them don't keep the car? You know, a lot of people keep a car 1 year, some two, some three. But most of the time when they go to take it and trade, they got the wrong attitude. I'm ready to get rid of this car. I'm ready to get a new car. I deserve a new car. We don't deserve a new car. We deserve transportation. That's all we really need. It beats walking or a bicycle, and that's about it. But, I mean, how many people do you know that hate what they're driving? And a lot of times, people the first 90 days, they'll lie to you. Oh, this car, I got a bargain on it, and I can afford it, and this, that, and the other, and they put them in a squeeze later on. Changes their attitude big time, but they'll keep lying to you because they don't want to admit they made a mistake.
You wonder if you're married to your car, you're married to your wife, or both.
That's right, and sometimes you feel like, you know, you've got a chain around your neck on that car because the payments. Like I told you the other day, I had this guy. I said, hey, man, what happened to your car? And he said, oh, man, they repoed it. And I said, they did. I said, what happened? He said, man, I could afford the payments, but, man, it came every 30 days.
A little too early for his budget, huh? Yeah, you see a lot of that, right? I mean, it's sad but true, you know, and that's another horror story within itself, Randy. I mean, you know, a lot of people, my friends that I've talked to, you know, they tell me they're going to go buy a new car, and we start talking about the car, and I said, well, what's your biggest concern? The payment. I'm like, the payment's a great concern, but, you got a bullseye on your forehead walking to a dealership talking about payment, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, because they'll spin you, they'll foursquare you, they'll do everything they can.
That sounds like a dance, Randy.
That's it.
They're dancing with you.
It's two-step. They'll two-step you all the way around that car. What they'll do is, if you're, Yeah, they try to get your focus on what you'll buy at. And if you'll buy at $400 a month, of course, then they may, that's why you need pen and paper to write down how many months and what the payment. But if they won't price that car to you, run out of that place because they're trying to spin you. And then they'll tell you, what about your trade? What do you want for your trade? You know, and you've got an old $2,000 car and they'll say, $5,000 get your trade. And so then all they do is just mark the price up. They haven't given you a price. So they'll give you, they'll over allowance you to $5,000 on your $2,000 car. And they'll convince you, hey, we're giving you $5,000 on your car. Just like the guy called in the other day here at this show. He said, well, I owe $20,000 on my truck. Will they pay it off? Well, you owe that. Yes, they were really happy because they want to pay it off because all they're going to do is roll it into the price, add plenty of profit on the one that he's buying, and now he owes $800 or $900 forever. Good friend of mine bought a 14 Ford diesel King Ranch 4x4. His payment's $980 a month. And so he goes back to the same store that sold him the unit, and they told him they were going to put him in a truck for $400 a month. They were going to take that one back and trade. Well, he gave $64,000 for the Ford. Now it's got 6,000 miles, and they're giving him $50,000 back, and they're going to put him in another truck, and the payment's going to be $400 a month. I told him, I said, man, that's not going to work. They're spinning you. All they're trying to do is hold on to you long enough till they can put you together. No, they're going to do this. They're going to do this. I said, you need to go down there and see. So he went down there, and the next day, I go by his business. There's his black truck still sitting there. I pull in. I said, hey, I thought they were training me. Well, they're trying to find the right truck for me. I said, they're going to find you something that's not going to work for you at those figures, because from $980 to $400 a month, that's not going to happen. And people will tell you, car dealers will tell you anything. And I used to do it. I don't blame them. I mean, I blame them, but I mean, I used to do the same thing. Tell you anything to get a chance to try to put a deal together. And that's all they're doing. They're spending him long enough to try to get him tired of that car. When you consign a car, I've had people that also said, well, I want to get out of my car. I want to get rid of the payment. And they'll take it and consign it with a car lot. Well, a car lot sits it there. They're going to sell their cars before your car. And then they're going to tell you, hey, man, you want $25,000 for this car? Well, I can get you $20,000. And they've already got it sold for $22,500, but they'll wait you out because it's not their money, and then they'll try to get you to go for $20,000. Friend of mine had a 69 Mustang and offered him $25,000 for the car, and he wanted to sell it. And I said, I'll give the $25,000. Oh, no, I got a dealer said he was going to get me $32,000 for the car. I said, well, I can't do that. Let him do it. Well, 60 days later, they hadn't sold the car. So they call him up, and they said, hey, we got your car sold, but we only got sold for $26,000. We'll give you $25,000, and we'll take $1,000 profit. And he said, well, I need the money bad today. And he didn't want to call me back and eat crow that, you know, he wasn't going to get the money. So he sold the car. So he runs into the guy at a service station, and he says, hey, he said, I got some parts for that Mustang you bought. And the guy says, oh, great. He said, but I ought to charge you for them because you stole my car. He said, I didn't steal your car. He said, I paid $33,000 for it. My buddy said, what? They told me you gave $26,000 for it. He wanted to put some hurt on him. I said, hey, man, don't do that. It's not worth going to jail over. You made a mistake. Live with it and go down the road. But you got to watch out who you're dealing with in the car business.
Wow, it's crazy stories. That's another part of the show I love. The years of experience that Randy has in the business, I've just loved to listen to the stories. If you're just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio with host Randy Adams. My name is Arnie, sitting in enjoying the show. If you'd like to get a hold of Randy, there's a couple different ways of doing so. You can call Randy directly at 800-625-7159. You can reach Randy at his website, which is learntobuyandsellcars.com. Have a car question, have a comment about the show, would like to talk, you know, inquire about the show. Regardless what your question is, Randy would love to hear from you and love the opportunity to even purchase the vehicle you have that you might be looking to trade to a dealer. That's such an uncomfortable experience. Randy, I recall years ago when I was trading in a caravan back when I had a slew of young kids and they were getting a little bit older, and I thought I was wiser, but apparently not. And I went to go trade my van in, and I was trading my new, my used van in for a new car, but I could never ever get them to show me the deal separately. I wanted to see, here's what I'm getting for my trade-in, and here's how much the new car is. I could never get it done.
Well, they're just trying to spin you. They're trying. There's a lot of dealerships that play games like that. We've got a lot of good dealerships in San Antonio, but we've got a lot of them that'll spin you. They'll try to get you off on what you, they were trying to convince you that you, what your trade, you're getting plenty for the trade, but they wasn't going to let you know what you were paying for the other vehicle. That way they can get you sold. But that's just ways that they do business. You don't need that. You need to know exactly what the price is going in and exactly what your trade is in and exactly what financing is. And you need to know what your credit rating is. Go to annual, A-N-N-U-A-L, creditreport.com. It'll give you a free credit report to know what you can get bought. And then, you know, there's all kinds of places online that you can get loans on. eLoan.com, CapitalOneAutoLoan.com. And even if your credit's bad, you can go to PierreMoneyMart.com. It's just P-I-E-R-R-E MoneyMart.com or CarCredit.com or AutoFinder.com. So there's places out there that you can go online and get the money lined up where you can buy your car at, and you'll see exactly what the rate is also.
Well, I think that's a great site for parents who have teenagers or kids who are looking to, you know, get into the real world and figure out the real world. You go to dad and say, hey, dad, can you help me with the car? Hey, well, what, you know, here's a good start.
That's right. Let them go to shopping. Let them. You need your kids involved when you buy and sell a car because they need to learn how to what's going on in life. They'll learn from your mistakes if you're making mistakes, but they'll learn. They'll pick up the way you do it. And if you're not doing it right, you're going to have them trapped just like you were. So make sure that you teach them the right way to buy, train them, get them the right information. We go to school to learn everything. I mean, they got schools for everything in the world. And so why don't, now it's time to school you on how to be prepared to buy and sell cars to make sure you make that right decision every time. Because, I mean, they got schools for karate. They got schools for cooking, everything that you can think of. So let's get this opportunity to go to my website. We're going to have classes on the website. We're going to have opportunities on the website. But tell your friends, tell single moms, tell your brothers and your sisters. Everybody needs to know how to be prepared because it costs you a lot of money. And lots of times you're in jail for however many months that car is. If you've got a 24-month note, you're in jail for 24 months. And it might be 72 months. You know, and I mean, we get people pull up my lot every day that owe way too much on the car, made a bad decision, and they're begging to get out. And there's no possible way without costing them a lot of money.
Good information. Again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. This show is about cars, period. Everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading in, old cars, new cars, cars you think that might not have any value. If you got a question, again, go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Call Randy at 800-625-7159. Talk to Randy personally. There is no fee, folks. There's no cost to this. This is a mission of Randy's that he's had in his mind and his heart for a lot of years. And it's finally come to fruition here at KTSA Radio. We've opened up the doors, opened up our arms, and we want to help you, our listeners.
I want to thank KTSA because they really do care about you, the listener. They really care about your finances. They care about you getting educated and knowing what to do. They care about every part of your life. And that's why they welcomed me in, because they saw this opportunity that I was going to help people, and especially the people with the title loans, to buy their cars instead of getting a title loan on it. They saw the opportunity that I was going to reach out and help people in any way that I can. This show is all about you, about helping you, training you, teaching you, and helping everybody else. Take this show to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Let everybody understand that they need to be prepared, because you're throwing money off when you make that bad decision or buy something you don't like or you hate. And be prepared to lose money. I mean, cars eat money that when you drive it off the showroom floor. A friend of mine bought a new truck the other day, and it went off the showroom floor, and his wife was mad when he got home, and he said, how much am I going to lose? I said, somewhere around $10,000. He said, it might be worth that to get my wife to shut up.
I said, so okay. The minute he pulled that off the showroom floor, he lost $10,000?
He lost money because it's transferred. It's a used vehicle. Number one, you're not going to get the interest rate that you got for a new vehicle. Any institution that you borrow money from, used vehicles are higher rate than the new ones. So there he, you know, that car loses value there. People don't think about that. I had a little lady in my Bible study that needed a Toyota several years ago, and I said, I'll get you a new one. No, I want a used one. I said, no, let me get you a new one. She found a three-year-old unit that was $13,900, and I said, no, I'll get you a new one. She said, no, I've got 8.9% interest rate, too. I said, lady, your credit's good. So I got her down to good institution. They gave her 2.9 on a brand new vehicle, and she paid $1,400 more for a new one versus a 3 year older car. She saved a tremendous amount on the interest rate because they were going to charge 5% more interest rate. But look at your options. And there's certain cars, I'm going to tell you, to go buy a new car. Don't buy used because they hold their value too good. You're better off buying new, getting a better interest rate if you're borrowing the money. You know, and so it's your opportunity to learn from this show.
So since we're talking about losing money, let's continue with that conversation, which there's a lot of ways to lose money in the buying and selling of your vehicles. Again, this is learntobuyandsellcars.com with host Randy Adams here on KTSA. It's the time of year. Old St. Nick's coming around the corner, and people are looking to, you know, get a little extra cash in their pocket. Tell us a little bit about the pros, if there is, and the cons on title loans. You mentioned title loans earlier, and that really sparked my attention. I've heard some real horror stories, and I've heard other folks where I never did hear the end of the story, where they said, hey, I need a few bucks, I'm just going to go to the title loan company.
Well, first off, it doesn't cure your problem, because you take that money and you spend it, and if you have the situation, and then you owe quite a bit of money the 30 days after you've borrowed the money, and the next 30 days for 30 months. Friend, I walked into the dealership, and the dealership said, owner needs to talk to you. So what needs to talk to me about? He said, well, one of my best salesmen has borrowed $5,000 at a title loan place, and they're about to repo his car. I said, well, what is he owing? And he said, $4,720. I said, well, how many payments has he made? He's made three $900 payments. I said, he's paid over half of it. Well, we need you to help him, and we can't do it because it's against our policy. I said, I don't want to help him. They said, you got to, Randy. I said, oh, man, I don't want to do this. And they said, we'll guarantee that you'll be taken care of. I said, all right.
So the way you could help him, what you're saying is by buying?
I went and paid off his loan, $4,720, and then I financed it for him, and he made payments, and he could handle the payments I gave him because it was 26% interest. He couldn't handle 330% interest. I own the license. It's such a bad license, I won't use it. I could have 10 title loan places in San Antonio today. I wouldn't do it because it's not right. It's not fair. It's not, my character's not that bad. I don't want to rip people off. And they tell people, hey, come on in. We don't want your car. We just want our money back. Their money back comes back $30,000 on a $5,000 loan. They're killing these people. These people need to sell their car, handle their business, and then buy them just transportation till they get back on their feet. Because they'll pay 3-4 months of $900 on a $5,000 loan. They lose the $2,700 or $3,600, and then they lose their car. They lost it all. Plus, they won't give you the money what the car is valued at. We see title loan companies running their repos at the auctions every week. There's 50 to 100 per auction all over town, and they're making a killing on the stuff. They're making big money because they won't give you all the money for the car.
So, wow. That's crazy, the percentage of money. But you know what's crazier is every shape, size, color, creed, age bracket of person makes this bad mistake. It's not, this isn't just profiled for people who you know, don't have a lot of money and need money. This could be anybody. This could be dad making $70,000 a year, doesn't want to take money out of his bank account to buy Christmas presents, and decides, I'll just get a title loan, a little extra money. And you could turn upside down real fast. And second to that, you think that's not a striving industry? Those title loan signs are popping up everywhere.
Every corner, everywhere. And you know who owns the license? House of Representatives and Senators of Texas. And I got the license because I was going to change the interest rate. You have to buy the software and you're not allowed to change the interest rate. They're going to keep it where they bury the people as deep as they can. And they're making a lot of money on this situation, and they're taking unfair advantage of everybody because they're just telling them, hey, all I want is my money back. There is no way you can come back. You cannot overcome 330% interest.
So does the state get some of that money?
None, zero. It all goes strictly to the people who own the license. And I have license and will not do it.
Wow.
It's not right.
Wow. Crazy, crazy stuff.
So sell me your car. Do not take your title to a title loan place. Tend your business. That way, on a $5,000 loan, you don't owe 900 in 30 days and the next 30 days, so you're going to pay close to $30,000 back.
Good information. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. With host Randy Adams, my name is Arnie. I am sitting in helping Randy through the show. Hope you're having a great evening. Thanks a lot for tuning in. If you'd like to get a hold of Randy, you can reach Randy at 800-625-7159. Go to the website at learntobuyandsellcars.com. Very friendly, easy to use website to reach out to Randy. Again, we just got through talking about title loans. Anything else you want to expand on that before I get to my next question, Randy?
No, what I was going to talk about next is safercar.gov. That's recalls on the cars that are on the road at safercar.gov. You can go there and see if your car, put your VIN in and see if it's got a recall, if there's something that needs to be fixed on it, because we want you to be safe and sound. They will fix it. There's a lot of things that have recalls on it, but it's safercar.gov. Go there and make sure that your car's not needing something to be fixed. It's a safety issue. We were telling you just like last week, we're getting complete brake jobs done on cars right now, 200 to 300, 400 at the max. So make sure your brakes are fine. But when you go to a brake place, let them show you your pads on your car. Make sure that you know what you're looking at, because I just had a little lady went down the street. I'd sold her a car. I happened to drove that car, and it drove perfect, stopped perfect. She called me. She said, Mr. Adams, I took my car down to the brake place, and it was squeaking a little bit, and they want $1,400 to fix the brakes. I said, bring that car back to us. Well, they say it's unsafe. I said, you got there, turn around, and come back and see me. So she brought it over. I took it to my mechanic. We pulled the brakes, the wheels off, and looked at the brake pads. They were almost new. They were trying to rip her off. So make sure you're going to a reputable place. Make sure you've got somebody to help you. If you're a single mom, they take advantage of it. Make sure that you're looking exactly at the pads, make sure they're all right.
And if you don't know where to go, you don't know who to call, whether it be here in San Antonio or whether it be in Corpus or whether it be anywhere here in South Texas, maybe you have an issue, a mechanical issue, maybe you got a fender bender, maybe you got bad tires, and you just don't know, that's what this show is about.
Getting out, searching, talking to people, talking to your friends. Make sure that you're talking to everybody you can. I mean, I hear horror stories every day. A friend of mine, I'd sold him a Jeep 10 years ago, and the radiator went bad, and he had a buddy who was going to put a new radiator in for $850. I got him a new radiator, sent him over a place, got him a new radiator for $140, sent him another place, and the guy put it on for $40. And that was a friend. I said, that's your friend? I said, I don't think I'd want to take it back to your friend no more. So shop everywhere, talk to everybody. You know, this is a lifetime business. You'll be buying and selling cars, you know, from now on. So start doing your homework. Start talking to mechanics. Start talking to people about brake jobs. Start talking to body shops, because we always need transportation. Give us a call at my office at 830-625-7159. And also get on that internet and search for your credit rating. Make sure you know what your credit rating is, and talk to anybody. Security Service is doing an excellent job right now. They're searching for paper. We're talking to a lot of other institutions that are searching for paper. So get out and search, see what your credit rating is, see if you can get that loan and how much you can spend and what you can afford.
Randy, since we're on that subject, why don't you give the folks those websites that you gave out earlier for the credit rating? And the other one was for what else was it?
Well, it's for getting a loan. Annualcreditreport.com. And if you've got excellent credit, you can go to eLoan.com or CapitalOneAutoLoan.com. And I've seen Capital One be real lenient, so don't worry about how good your credit. I'd try them anyway. And if you have poor credit, go to Pierre, that's P-I-E-R-R-E, MoneyMart.com, CarCredit.com, or AutoFinder.com. There's a lot of opportunity out there to borrow the money at a great rate. They'll give you exactly what they're charging you. Capital One Auto Loan loaned a friend of mine who had bad credit and gave him a great rate. He came to me and I said, man, you know, you did great to get that kind of money. The only problem with them is they want you to go to a new car dealer. Of course, then he went to a new car dealer and paid too much money for the car he bought. But he did get a decent loan, so I didn't want to get in his way. I don't want to get in anybody's way. I just want to teach you what's right and wrong, you know, exactly what you need to know. And if that's what you want to buy, buy it. I don't stop anybody from buying anything that they don't want. There's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. If you can afford it, buy it. And if that's what you want, buy it. We don't want to stop you that. We just want to give you options and teach you what options are all about.
Again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. Again, you can get a hold of Randy at 1-800-625-7159 or go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. As we continue and move forward within the upcoming weeks, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. If you have a question and you ever want to get a hold of Randy and you'd like to talk to him live on the air, you can do so Sundays, every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. here on KTSA.
Any question you have, give us a call. There's no question dumb. There might be some dumb answers from me every once in a while or something that don't sound exactly right, and sometimes I'll tell you the truth that you won't like. But, I mean, I can also answer questions. I bought a Harley-Davidson Road King last week, made a bid on a motorhome. I know a little bit about all of those, but I do know how to buy and sell them. Motorcycles are a little soft right now. And also the Harley dealers, Green Harley, the general manager there, he worked for me. I trained him years ago. Great guy, great organization over there. He told me that somebody was credits a little weak, that they can put them in a new bike because Harley Davidson is digging deep trying to sell units, and they've got a lot of money available for buying a new Harley Davidson. So, you know, if you have that opportunity and would like a new Harley, you can sure go over to Green and talk to John Camarino. He's a great guy. But if you got any kind of question, don't be embarrassed. I mean, we all got a question that something doesn't click right. I mean, how many times have you thought you looked at a car and, you know, it's something that you don't do every day? So, I mean, things will run through your mind. You're not ready to do it. You're not prepared. You haven't done it enough. So there's no dumb questions. Give us a call. We'd be glad to answer anything that we can and try to clear things up for you and try to clear up the way that they're trying to spin you. If you go to a dealership, please walk out. If you're not comfortable, you're not clear in what the choices you're making, walk out. Do not make a decision that you're not ready for and you're not clear about.
This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio with host Randy Adams. Again, this is KTSA, and we're grateful for you tuning in. Something else we will discuss in more detail. We'll touch on it today, Randy, so we have about 8 minutes left in the show, and that is leases. Very, very, very difficult decision to make on a lease. I know they offer different types of leases, different lengths of leases, a good lease, a bad lease. Do I own the car at the end? Do I give the car back? Do I owe money? How much is the miles? What advice could you tell folks about leases?
Number one thing is watch out for the penalty on the mileage. It should be 10 to 15 cents, but some of them I've seen charge 25 to 35 cents on per mile per penalty. So, but you know, if you've got a company, you can write it off. That's the advantage that they try to do. But really, you're only writing off whatever percentage you pay in income tax, whatever your rate is. So they're going to try to get you on that car, but they also know that you're going to run past. Now, also, you got to remember that it's 15 to 20% interest you'll pay on a lease. Leases are not real cheap on interest. That's where they make the money. Plus, your credit has to be excellent. They don't lease cars to people with average or poor credit. So when you go into a lease, if you've got excellent credit, they love to keep you in renting a car. That's what you're doing. You're just renting a car. And they're hoping that you'll go past the penalty miles because they make a lot of money. And the rent car people, I've learned that through the years that they make dollar per mile. So if a car's got 30,000 miles, they've already made $30,000 on that car. So rent car places, they're renting cars just like lease places are leasing you a car. They're renting you a car. So be prepared when you go in there. You do not own it at the end of the day, at the end of the lease, and you have to look and see what they have the residual at, and it depends on how hot and how not the car is. I mean, there's times when the residual is not worth it. They turn them back. But also, there's a lot of leases that won't let you purchase the car. A friend of mine had to be, he was the only one to could buy a Cadillac Escalade, and he'd paid a lot of money in it, into it. But he wanted to sell it to his sister, and they wouldn't allow it. It was in the contract, so you got to read the fine print on it.
Yeah, leases are scary, man. I've never leased a vehicle, and probably never will. And I'm going to expand a little bit more on leases. We have about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to try to think what the listener out there might be thinking at this time. Randy, give me the quick version of the pros to lease a car and the cons on leasing a car. Who out there listening right now should consider leasing a car, and who shouldn't?
Well, if you have a company and you don't have much money down, you know, there's opportunities that you can take over a lease with some people. And taking over a lease is not a bad deal as long as they don't have a whole lot of miles on it. Or if you're not going to put a lot of miles on it and you read and see what the penalty per mile is. But, you know, there's a lot of people that want to lease a car, but really there's no advantage unless you're a company owned and you can write it off. Now, they used to be able to buy these toys that they would buy, the Ferraris and Lamborghinis and the Corvettes, and they'd make great big payments and run them down to $100, and then they'd buy them personally for $100. But they've tightened the screws on that. So really, you know, it's a tough situation. You have to weigh up a lot of options to figure out if it's good or bad for you. I don't see an advantage in it. You're tied in mileage. You have an opportunity at the end of 3 years to make a decision. That's the only advantage you've got, because what you've paid in, if you haven't written it off, you still owe a lot more money on the vehicle. So it's a hard situation. I mean, Dave Ramsey says don't lease a car.
Yeah, well, what I see on the commercials is I see you got to put a lot of money down in the small print, and I see they tell you how many miles you can drive it, and I see that in the small print it says that thing better come back in excellent condition. So there's a lot of parameters you have to follow in order for it to be an effective lease where you're not paying a lot of money out on the end, I would guess.
And if you have an accident in it, it's a lost value of the car, who pays that? You got to watch out for fine printing there. But you usually don't put a whole lot down. You know, that's where they get a lot of people. You know, they'll tell them, oh, you need $5,000-$6,000 down to buy a new car, but we can get you in on this one for $1,500. And so there's all kinds of different advantages to it. But like I say, you're paying over 15% interest on that lease, so you got to really weigh that up. You're paying to borrow that money, and you better have good credit. And if you got good credit right now, you can get 1.9, 2.9 interest rate. So instead of paying 15 to 20, you can buy a new car right now, 1.9, 2.9% interest. So why pay the 15 to 20% interest rate on a vehicle? Because they don't talk about the interest rate when you're leasing a car, but that money costs somebody, and somebody's got to pay it. And that's where the dealership and everybody makes the money, is on the interest rate. Plus, they're hoping the car comes in brand new, and if you put any damage on it, they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you for the damage. They're going to charge you for the extra miles. anything they can. Nothing's free in this life. I guarantee nothing's free.
Yeah, I never thought about that. For you folks who are out there leasing a vehicle now, or maybe you just signed a lease, or you're contemplating getting a lease, take all that stuff into consideration, man. To be driving out there and have to be scared every time you're driving if you're going to get a fender bender that you're going to depreciate the value, and that's going to cost you in the end when you turn that vehicle in, that's a scary thought, man.
Well, I want possession of what I own, so I think people take care of a car better. You know, you want a car well maintenance, you want a car that's been taken care of. And thinking about that, the government's got another sale coming up, Sparkling City, pretty quick here. And so I'll be at that auction if anybody wants to come out. It is open to the public, one of the few auctions around. It's off the Top Wine Road. We're going to run some commercials on it, but it's Sparkling City Auto Auction. They're going to have some government cars that's been taken care of. They're low miles, and I make money on them. I mean, I buy them and re-wholesale them, so they must be all right on pricing, and we'll be out there, and the market's still down on that situation. I don't think it's going to jump up. If it does, very little. Take the other dealers' profit out of it. You'll have a lot of dealers you're bidding against. They'll put the profit on it. If you want to buy that car to go to their lot, you're going to pay their profit.
So what you're saying is they can go to that Sparkling City Auto Auction December 16th. They can act as though they have a license, but that particular day, they don't need one, and you won't be paying all the additional charges as if you were going to go to a lot to buy the car. You can do as a wholesaler would do, like Randy is, and go to Sparkling City and get a heck of a deal.
And the city's going to run some equipment, too. So I think you can go to, I don't know if you can view it there, but it should be sparklingcityautoauction.com and see what they're running on the city and the government. And I love the government cars because those people don't drive fast nowhere, and they've got a free ticket to get all the maintenance done, so they get all that done. I've had excellent luck with those government cars.
Yeah, that's great information. Sparkling City Auto Auction. Put that on your list of must-go-to. That's December 16th, Sparkling City Auto Auction. Go take a look at the vehicles that they're there on the auction block and get yourself an incredible deal. Randy, it's been another great show. Folks, you can tune in to Randy's show tomorrow, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. If you have a question, you can call in live and speak with Randy. You can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. You can also go to 1-800-625-7159 and give Randy a call.
We're all accountable for what we use, what we have, that how we use it. Use this information. I want to be accountable to you. I want a lifetime relationship of teaching and telling everybody how to buy and how to sell, what's going on in their life. I want to thank you for listening. I thank you for KTSA. What a pleasure it's been on this radio channel. God bless each and every person there. Spend your time well with your family. Love your family. Teach your family. Teach your kids. Teach your relatives around you. We love you, San Antonio. Come back and listen to us on KTSA 550 AM. Thanks for listening.